Welcome back to the Wise Mindset Guy podcast. I am your host, Nat Palestino, and I thank you once again for tuning into my show. Today, we'll be delving into the idea of discovering the mind-body connection. Now, we all have been in a place where we feel tired, anxious, sick sometimes, or just plain not feeling well. We wish we could have just a little more energy to accomplish everything we needed to do today and beyond. Well, the connection between the mind and body holds keys to those answers. We can no longer ignore the influence that the mind has on the body's functioning, and we need to take a closer look at this. Our physical well-being has an unbelievably close connection to our emotional state. The mind-body connection has close ties to a person's thoughts, attitudes, behaviors, and physical health. Now, there's not a lot of research done in the past on how the mind connects with the body. However, now in the new areas where in neuroscience, there are new breakthroughs in research debunking those old theories that there was no connection with the mind and body, but actually now there is. Instead, we are now aware that they actually go hand in hand. The body and the mind go hand in hand. Our body's chemistry and biology has been shown to have a significant impact on our mood, emotions, thoughts, and beliefs. We have this thing called a nervous system. It steps in and jolts our physical state. Think of it, for example, when we're in school or at work, and we have to give an important speech or presentation to a large group of people or classmates. I know I've been in that situation. I just was petrified about the idea of having to give a speech. I know this very, very well. I would get very nervous even well before the presentation even began. As we get nervous, and even myself, our body starts to react physically. We might get, sweaty hands, or we get that kind of butterfly feeling in our stomach. We all relate to these feelings and emotions. Recent studies have shown that stress has a negative impact on how our bodies function. High levels of stress has been observed to create weaker immune systems. Stress can alter our blood cells' functions. It's been shown in a lot of research. And adversely affects our mental condition and overall health. The high stress can be caused by many things, such as our career environment, our family issues, or even toxic relationships we have, to name a few. So the idea is to stay fit and prosper alone, right? How we move our bodies, how we think, and what we learn in our life's journey all have positive impacts. The mind and body is like a circle, which is fully connected and moves in unison. If the body does not move, when you do exercise regularly or benefit from healthy eating, then the mind cannot prosper. In the opposite correlation, if the mind doesn't think positively, if you're always having negative thoughts, and you're not educating new thoughts to yourself, then the body creates stress and then cannot push negative toxins like cortisol out of our physical ecosystem, thus making us tired and very sluggish. The mind and body work together. Whatever goes in our mental state, if we are unaware of our emotions, can affect our physical self. If we are in a high state of anxiety or fear, then we start to react negatively in the body. Our breathing starts to change. We notice that sometimes our heart starts to beat faster, which then brings a host of negative vibes in the body. We all know this. We can feel it. Science has started to conceptualize this. So within a shadow of a doubt, the mind and body display to be one in the same unison, in the same circle. It is difficult for us to comprehend this, of course, these new ways of thinking. Medical practitioners in the past had a difficult time believing that the mind was connected to the body. If you ever gone to see a doctor in the past, they rarely ask you questions of how you feeling. They would just kind of just say, well, they look for these symptoms in the body, and that was it. They never actually say, how are you feeling emotionally? How are you, like, do you have stress in your life? Those things were not ever asked in the past, but now they're becoming more and more apparent. We start to see now that, and science is starting to show that actually now that 90% of illnesses, diseases, is actually caused by stress. It's a new theory, and we're working on it still, and of course, and we'll see where it goes from here. New evidence, like, also, however, suggests that our thoughts create a physical response in our body, right? So think of an example, if you were sitting in your house one day and you knew that you had to go outside when it was like super cold temperature outside. You'd be dreading having to go outside. Sometimes, you know, living where I am, it does get cold, and so I feel the same way, right? If you imagine the cold weather in your mind before you even leave to go outside, you actually can actually get shivers or chills in your body without even stepping outside. The mind creates how our bodies react. But, you know, of course, remember, we have to understand that thoughts can heal. If our thoughts can create negative impacts on our physical self, then is it possible that our thoughts could heal our sense of self? It is possible. If we believe that our thoughts can heal our physical state, then we can start to explore these new age beliefs with open dialogue. You know, meditation is a common way to reflect on how our minds react to certain situations and bring us back to a calm, relaxing state. Meditation has been around for thousands of years, and so there is no reason to deny its effectiveness. I know I use it as best I can. I'm still learning, but it does create positive, open dialogue to yourself, to your mind, to be more calm, and so forth. Understanding how powerful the mind is in its correlation to our physical well-being is a very important in finding new ways. It's very important in finding new ways to heal ourselves. If I would, I listened to a very amazing individual by the name of Dr. Joe Dispenza. He one time quoted this. He was at a world summit of medicine, and he quoted by saying, "We must first create a new mind by changing our energy. By doing this, we can break from the past and embrace new possibilities. Understanding the process will allow you to not only break old habits, but will enable you to heal yourself by thought alone." Amazing quote as it is. By exploring how mental negativity or dysfunctional thinking affects the body, we can become more aware of our emotions. Those kind of emotions that we have out there, like anger, envy, guilt, or shame, are just a number of negative emotions that do harm to our physical state. It is completely our responsibility to be aware of which emotions harbor inside us. This gives us a better sense of thinking, which brings us in better harmony with our body and eventually closer to our soul or spirit. Our soul is the invisible part of us that controls the body unconsciously. The soul is our connection between God or the highest level of intelligence in the universe. Our body and mind is just a material part of us, whereas the soul is the spiritual component tied to divinity or the universe's higher intelligence. Without this spiritual component, we would not be truly alive. We all have souls. We may not see them, but they are there quietly guiding us on a regular basis and will last forever into eternity. The soul is ingrained in us, and it's ingrained in our memories, our desires, feelings, and affections. Our soul has great value to us. Tap into this great potential that the soul can give you, and you may connect to your true self. Thank you once again for joining me on the Wise Mindset Guy podcast. If you like this episode, please share with a friend or colleague or a family member in need. And of course, if you like this episode, please hit subscribe. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. This is Matt Palestino signing off. Bye for now.